For this season, we normally do between 6 and 7 weeks a year. Once we get the new trailer finished at a Colin shop, we hope to spend a lot of time on the road.
Very good.
We might even end up in your backyard. Do you have courtesy parking?
I've done it before.
Well, yeah, we want full hookup because I know you like full hookup.
Yeah, I can get you 30 amps at about 30 feet.
Well, we now know you have a 100-foot extension cord.
Yeah, that you do, that you do. Actually, I had Rich Lure here a couple of nights. Airstream Magazine, Rich Lure. He stopped by years ago.
Okay. I'll ask Rich when I see him tomorrow to see if he can give me a rating for a compendium on your on your parking.
There you go. Very good. Very good. So how's the rally going? You liking it?
It's going well. We're having a lot of fun. It's nice to be out again, and we're enjoying ourselves. A lot of people. It's good to meet people we haven't seen in the past year, but also meeting a lot of new people, which is great.
So do you
it's
get
part
to,
of it's part of the Airstream life.
Do you get to see Colin more that you have a trailer?
Well, you know, we see Colin, but you know, we try and see him a couple times a year so we can monitor the progress on our trailer.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
We're actually dueling with a couple of other people who have trailers in too. So we have dueling people. Colin's a very popular guy, and he's got a lot of customers here.
Oh, I'm sure. I was just wondering if having the trailer gave you more access to, you know, hanging out with Colin more than if you didn't have it, just camping with him or coming down, seeing him.
Well, we do in August every year, a trip with where we meet up in the Adirondacks with Colin and another high school friend and Colin's son and such. So that's an opportunity. But we've got an aging father, 93-year-old father. So we do a circuit where we go from where we live north on Georgian Bay to Montreal to visit our father, down to Colin's and back, and it's a 1,000-mile trip. We got it measured, and we probably vary by about a mile every trip. So we did that in January. We did in March. So we get down to make some decisions on various different items that are going on in the trailer. He's done one of the replacing all those plastic and fiberglass end caps with the 13 panel. It's amazing how good it looks.
Wow! That's gonna be exciting when that's done.
Yeah. It's going to be a great trailer. We're looking forward to it.
Now, are you going to keep your 2003 when the 70s already?
No, we at first thought we were going to keep it, and we said, I don't know when we'd use it because new trailer is going to be a special trailer. And we go, why would we go back to using the 2003 Bambi when we have this trailer that we spec'd out exactly the way we wanted? And it's just going to be a phenomenal trailer. So we said, we're going to sell it at that when we're done, we get the new trailer.
So you're a true convert, it sounds like.
True convert, yeah. And 4 years ago, I wanted nothing to do with trailering. This was Colin's hobby. We went to look at what he was doing and when he did the Saratoga Springs event with Rich and Steve Henkin. In 2006, and we stayed in the Holiday Inn because we wanted nothing to do with camping, or at least I didn't want nothing to do with camping.
Right.
My wife's giving pretty lucky. But, you know, he got us into a trailer in 2012, and we now own 3 trailers.
Wow. What's the third one?
I know. You know, that's a big change from not wanting to camp to being a complete convert.
Oh, it sure is. It sure is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway,
good talking with you.
I'm gonna pass you on. Good talking to you again.
Very good, okay. James. Take care.
Hello. How are you? Is that better?
Much better, Tim.
All right. Who we got here?
I'm Kathy Allen.
Oh, hey, Kathy. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. It's hot. We got no AC, no power here.
Well, you should be here in Ohio. It's beautiful.
I should. I really should.
Next year.
I know. I need a plan for that.
So,
I got to get your trailer. What trailer do you have, Kathy?
We have here a 2008 International CCD Christopher Deem, but our vintage trailer is a 1955 Flying Cloud California Whaletail.
Is that under construction?
It is. It's at Collins.
Oh.
You're gonna catch the theme. It's at Collins and it's in pieces.
It's at Collins in pieces. So we buy new ones to
yep.
use and we wait for the old ones when Collins done. So tell Colin to go back to work. Tell him that he has to leave now and go back to work.
Colin, I'm to tell you you're supposed to leave now and go back to work from Tim. Thank you. I appreciate that, Tim.
Get those trailers done.
Exactly. I'm going to pass you on to my husband. Hold on.
Awesome. Thank you, Kathy.
Hi, Tim.
Hey, who's this?
This is Scott.
Hey, Scott, how is it?
It's good. I'm good.
No, I was just saying we need to get Colin back working on the Flying Cloud and the Overlander. I don't know why he thinks he can have a vacation.
Yeah, we have a Flying Cloud, and we'd like to see it someday.
Yeah. I know.
We've actually visited it a couple times, but we haven't seen it lately.
I was just saying that. Can you hear me better?
There.
I don't know what's going on. I'm going to blame Colin's cell phone.